Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tam. Look good, feel good with $5 Tam.
Hey, Grace, first of all, good morning, happy new year. How's the start to your new year?
Hi, happy new year.
Hi, yes.
It's too early to call just yet, but I think being back in touch with Joe would be a good start.
Yeah, I guess take us back to the first date. Obviously, it was before Christmas or what?
Yeah, it was right before the holidays, so about 2 weeks ago, and honestly, it was great.
Good. Potential romance over the holidays. Nothing better. You know, tell us a little bit more about it.
So we flirted over drinks and apps, and before we left, we planned a group hang with his friends.
Oh, okay. So you planned like a second date where it was going to be kind of a group thing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
With your friends.
Yeah, I have to make sure that my girls approve.
Oh,
got
that's kind of neat.
Okay.
Yeah.
And his,
like
his friends as well, or what?
Yeah, I mean, we said we'd get everybody together for pool and darts the Saturday between Christmas and New Year's.
And we're guessing that did not happen.
No. I texted to confirm the time and the place, and he just didn't answer. So I went dancing with my friends instead, but it's kind of left me thinking that Joe might be a waste man.
Okay.
What is that?
What's
is
a
that
waste
a term
man?
For
yeah, I don't know. Bring us up in the new year.
Oh, I'm going to have you look that one up. You're going to have to get with it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Anyway, have you heard Grace from Joe since?
No, I haven't. And I mean, I'm not going to text him after that because I'm a little hurt, but I still need to know what happened.
Yeah. The only way to figure this out is just to call Joe, Grace, and get some answers ourselves. What do you think of that?
I think that would be great. I mean, he's a good kisser, so I figure let's give it a shot.
Okay, all right. That's why we want to find out.
All right, you hold on 3 minutes, and we're going to come back. We're going to call Joe if he answers, agrees to come on. Hopefully get those answers and get you to a second date here. So hold on, Grace. Coming right back, second half. Second date update next here on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Well, after a great first date, Grace and Joe actually had plans to go out again. But what happened the Saturday after Christmas?
I texted to confirm the time and the place, and he just didn't answer.
So why did Joe stand Grace up then for this group date they planned after their first date? All right, let's find out.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Joe, please?
Yeah, who is this?
Yeah, good morning, Joe. Thanks for answering. Thanks for picking up. We're not calling and selling anything, and I'm here with my friend PT, and we co-host the morning show.
Hey, Joe.
The Thunder and PT Morning Show here on 102.9 The Wolf. I guess our question for you this morning is, how would you feel about joining us on the radio this morning?
I don't know. What's it for?
So we are we do a segment called Second Date Update, and we are hoping that you would
maybe reunite you with a young lady that you met a couple weeks ago.
Do you remember Grace?
Yeah, I blew it with her.
Wow. Okay. That's, I mean, mature of you to answer and kind of admit it, I guess. Can you tell us what happened? Why do you say that?
Yeah, I made a plan with her, and then I kind of ghosted her.
Okay, wow. You ghosted her. And why did you do that?
Just a lot of things went wrong. Like we're gonna get all our friends together for pool. So I tell everybody that we're going out on Saturday, and then my best friend saw Grace's pictures.
Okay, and is he Grace's ex or something, or knew something about her, or what?
Sorry, yeah, she is a she, and my friend hasn't been feeling very confident lately.
Okay, so you're. Your friend, that's a girl, saw Grace's photos.
And your friend's not feeling confident.
Right, yeah. My friend told me that she wasn't up for meeting Grace because she said that Grace is too gorgeous. But my whole friend group already had this plan to go out Saturday. Like,
I'm sorry. You ghosted me because your friend, who's a girl, didn't want to be around me?
Yeah, Grace, hold tight. So, yeah, Joe, we talked to Grace a few minutes ago here on the radio. We just had her hang on in case we were able to get a hold of you, and obviously we did. So, Joe, you didn't call Grace back because your friend, she's not a girlfriend, she's just a friend, was feeling a little insecure about how beautiful or good-looking Grace is. Do we have that right?
The TLDR version, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, your friend is a 1,000% in love with you, Joe, and you clearly chose her over me.
No. I know what I did was, like, huge mistake, but I am not interested in my friend. I like you.
Okay, well, that's not how you treat somebody you like.
I can make it up to you.
Okay, so...
I still don't... I mean, I don't understand why... So why would you cancel a date and then also ghost her, though, Joe, if you're into Grace?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you just say, hey, we're not going to do the group date. What's your friend's name? The gal that doesn't like Grace?
Just the first name is fine.
Oh, Hannah, yeah.
Okay, so...
So Hannah doesn't like Grace, but then just say, okay, Hannah, like, well, I'll go out with you later, and then I'll take Grace out for a second.
Why would he even have to go out with Hannah, like...
Well, she was part of the friends group that was going out, right?
She just needed some friend time, and I double booked myself, and I tried to make it like, you know, this fun group activity, but she wasn't, you know, I was trying to maintain everyone's feelings, and I just fumbled it big time.
All right, now listen, Joe, yeah, you sound like a nice guy, and I don't think that there's maybe anything wrong with that, but if you continue to put your friend's, who's a woman's, feelings about Grace first, Grace is not going to stick around for that. And I don't think she's wrong in what she's saying. I mean, we don't know the situation, but it feels to me that she does have some feelings for you, Joe. Are you sure? She may just be your friend, but are you sure she doesn't want something more from you?
Yeah, this was just a one-time thing. It wouldn't come up again.
All right,
Joe, you're into Grace.
You're all in for a second date with Grace.
Definitely.
But are you even still up for that, Grace?
I mean, to me, the flags are so red, they're on fire. If you have to babysit your friend's feelings, it's for sure going to come up again, and I don't need that kind of drama.
Wow. Yeah.
What do you say to that, Joe?
A bummer.
Think of it this way, Joe. Like, your friend, if your friend was a guy and was intimidated by Grace, it shouldn't matter. If your friend is a friend, then it doesn't matter if they're male or female. If they're truly your friend,
they should want, like, Hannah should want the best for you. Yeah.
Right. It's like I always say, you can't be friends with an ex until you are happy to see them moving on with somebody else. Otherwise, you're not ready to be their friend. Right?
Totally. Yeah.
So, and you're right, Grace. If you have to babysit your friend's feelings, Joe, it'll come up again and it'll be something else. Well, Grace, I'm sorry. I know you contacted us, but aren't you glad you kind of have an answer now?
Yeah.
Got the truth?
Better to know now than later.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. We did our job.
Yeah.
Another success story.
It's what we starting do. Out the new year right.
Yep. You're welcome. Yeah. All right, Joe.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry this didn't work out for you. You might want to rethink, you know, your friend group a little bit just with this particular person and their feelings and yours and what's most important because you might miss out on somebody wonderful like Grace.
Yeah.
All right. Grace, good talk. Best of luck to you. Joe, thank you. Got some thinking to do here in 2026. And thanks for being on Second Date Update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.